Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DiMaggio for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Keltner scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields the ball and throws to Kramer covering. Safe. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive to center field. DiMaggio throws towards the plate. Tebbets fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tebbets. Vernon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards the mound. Kramer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards first. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zorrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zorrilla. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Walt Masterson now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Doby scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesci hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. One out. Matt Batts pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Goodman moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Matt Batts. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-4 in the game. Pesci hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Pesci reaches third base with a triple. Goodman scores. Zarrilla scores. Stringer goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Parnell now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doerr for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Page covering, for the out. 2 outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerilla. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Zerilla steals second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-4 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan is walked intentionally. Allie Clark pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Clark reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.